You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to the newly relaunched Locked On MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. This is your daily podcast covering all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. You can follow the show on Twitter at LockedOnMLB, and you can follow me at SullyBaseball on Twitter and on Instagram at SullyBaseballPodcast. You can get Locked On MLB on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Player FM, wherever you get podcasts. And you can also go to the website LockedOnMLB.com to hear the show directly. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. Check out all the other shows on Locked On Podcast Network where you can get your team every day and listen to the takes of local experts on the biggest stories. Today is March 26, 2019. Mike Trout will be the big subject today. But first, I need to answer a listener response. The other day on the inaugural episode of the revamped Locked On MLB podcast, I made a suggestion that maybe teams should have the option to concede a game. If the team is getting clobbered, they're about to use a position player, they should have the opportunity to wave the white flag and say, look, let's just call it. We lose. Goodbye. And therefore, you avoid potential injuries, and no one needs to see the debacle of a shortstop pitching. Well, I got a response from one of my most loyal listeners. Marcelo lives out in Switzerland. He has been a big fan of the Sully Baseball podcast. He goes by Cubs fan, but he has an 8 instead of a B in his Twitter handle, so I call him Cubs fan with an 8. Cubs fan with an 8 responded back to me, I love your new pitcher's rules. Thanks, buddy. But conceding games, let's think it through. What will be the incentive for a team out of contention to play any road games instead of conceding them all? Okay, good point. We don't want anyone to abuse this rule. So I responded, what if it's necessary to be behind by 10 runs and it's after the 7th inning? If you're losing by 10 and it's after the 7th inning, then you can concede. I'll even make one more little point. You could only concede 5 games. You have 5 games you can just throw in the towel. So this is what we do. When I come up with new rule ideas, first of all, I don't have the authority to implement these rules. And the other thing is, we're spitballing here. It's a first draft. Hey, well, why don't we try this? And Cubs fan with an 8 comes through and tells me, there's a problem with that. Okay, we'll adjust. These are all just things to think about. But the main thing I want to think about right now is Mike Trout, the best player in baseball. One of the potential soap operas of this year was eliminated on the 19th day of March. And that was when the Angels and the Angels front office decided to say, okay, let's stop any conversation about what's going to happen with Mike Trout. And the Angels have a player forged on the Mount Olympus and of course, all my friends and my many friends who are Philadelphia Phillies fans, say that 5 times fast, were just under the assumption that this kid from South Jersey had such love for all things Philadelphia. There's a picture of him that Trout posted on his Twitter account wearing a Philadelphia 76ers jersey, all under the assumption that when push came to shove and free agency would go off, he would go to Philadelphia. And the Angels front office, to their credit, said, let's end this now. And they backed up a Brinks truck and gave the agent of Mike Trout a snow shovel and said, just shovel as much money as you can out of this Brinks truck and it's yours. And I don't remember, it's 400 million tomatoes is what he's being paid. More than that, over 12 years. And the soap opera is now over. The Angels now have a 12-year window to win a championship
with Mike Trout. Realistically, five. When you think about it, he probably has five more MVP caliber seasons in him. I'm not saying he's going to be done in 5 years, but I'm saying, like, when you're talking about him being an elite player, and he's been an elite player for 7 years, he's either the best or the second best player in baseball for the last 7 years. So to expect someone to do that for more than 12 years in a career is a bit bonkers. That's the Angels are saying, we are going to, they did the math in their head and said, you are such an elite player that there's no way we could get value back for him in a trade. They would say, we want to make a trade with, let's take a team. We want to make a trade with the Reds. Okay, what will it take? No, the Reds. You have to give us the Reds. Mike Trout in exchange for the Reds. We get everything. We get your 20. We get your 40-man roster plus all your prospects. They are put on your Angels hats. You're now all Angels. That would be a fair trade. Mike Trout for the Reds. Mike Trout for, well, Kansas City. Not the Royals, the city. The entire city is now belongs to the Angels organization. That would be a fair trade. And now we're going to see him win a championship. If he does win one, he would win one as an Angel. And according to all accounts, has become emotionally invested in the Angels. Beyond just wanting to win there, like, he's got to know the farm system and everything like that. And the fact of the matter is, with Joe Adele is a player in their farm system, supposed to be an all-star caliber outfielder. I'm sure he's looking down and said, okay, is there a Griffin Channing is coming up, good solid pitcher coming up through their farm system. You know, he's going to be, there's so many young outfielders in their system that he's going to be flanked with a really good team that could be built around him. And now he knows he's the franchise. He's the Willie Mays of this franchise. He's the Hank Aaron of this franchise. The player that you look at, who's the greatest, you know, Royal of all time? George Brett. Who's the greatest Brave of all time? Henry Aaron. Who will be the greatest Angel of all time? Mike Trout. They've got him sticking around for 12 years. Now, 12 years is a long time. And this is just as the Angels still have a few years left of the cataclysmic contract that they give to Albert Pujols. Back in 2011, I made a video critiquing that contract the day after it happened, saying, no, 10 years is a long time to give to someone like Albert Pujols. And I turned out to be correct. I think 10 years is too long for anybody, quite frankly. A lot can happen. I think the test of that is someone like Trout. I think Trout is the outlier. We'll see how it turns out with Manny Machado. We'll see how it turns out with Bryce Harper. But I think with Trout, everyone goes like, yeah, in 12 years, he'll still be really good. Well, 12 years is a long time. Think about 12 years ago. Charlton Heston was alive 12 years ago. At this point, 12 years ago, the home run king was still Henry Aaron. Whether or not you still recognize him, that's up to you, but statistically, it was Henry Aaron. And people like Clemens and Bonds and Schilling were all still playing. The Mitchell Report hadn't come out yet. They were still the Devil Rays. 12 years, a lot can happen. And now they have a responsibility to win with this perfect player. And a responsibility that goes beyond the fans of Orange County, of Anaheim, and, okay, fine, Los Angeles. And after the break, we'll talk about that responsibility. Remember, to get this show every day, subscribe to Locked On MLB and the new Himalaya podcast app. In the expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya and their personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On MLB. All right, I know my mom is listening to this, so Mom, just do me a favor and skip ahead a little bit. That'd be great. Thanks. All right, everybody else, let's talk about sex. Good, ready-to-go sex. Now, you can increase your performance and build up your confidence. Everyone but my mom, listen up. I'm talking about BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, so you know they work. Take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach, while stuck in traffic after a Dodger game. I don't judge. They're chewable, and they work twice as fast as the pill, so you know you'll be ready quicker than a manager can make a pitching change. Now, everyone I know has tested it, and I have many trustworthy friends who confide with me very personal details. They all tell me it gives them a little extra and it works great. Now, we baseball fans, we know all about getting a little edge with performance enhancers. And this isn't for people who can't perform. This is for anyone who wants something a little extra. Look, Blue Chew is prescribed online, ships to your door, discreet package, no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, no awkwardness. In fact, the only awkwardness involved in Blue Chew is knowing that my mom is probably still listening. Made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Go to BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 shipping. All of that just by going to BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Once again, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Try it for free. Blue Chew, the better, cheaper, and faster choice. Thank you for sponsoring the Locked On MLB podcast. Mike Trout is the best player this game has seen in a long time. You can make the argument for Griffey. You can make the argument for Bonds. If you're going to say the player of the decade, I think it's a slam dunk to infer another sport that it belongs to Mike Trout. And yet, he is not part of the zeitgeist of American culture right now. The superstars in the NBA could play in Oklahoma City. They can play in San Antonio. They can play in Cleveland and become national figures. They don't have to play in New York. In fact, they never play in New York. That's part of the problem. The Knicks suck. The big stars in the NFL, they can play in Green Bay. They can play in New Orleans. They figured that out. In baseball, it's always, oh, they have to be a Red Sox or a Yankee. Otherwise, we don't know what to do. I'm sure there's a big faction of baseball that wanted Mike Trout to go to the Phillies or to the Yankees or to the Red Sox because, well, they would get more exposure that way. You know, the complaint is folks on the East Coast can't see Mike Trout play because he's playing on the, you know, Pacific Coast time. Well, why wasn't that a problem with Kobe? You know, in the NBA, that wasn't a problem with Shaq when he was a Laker. So why is it a problem now? Supposedly, what Mike Trout did is everything that casual baseball fans wanted to see. He's a superstar who's going to be playing for the same team his whole career, and it is not a Northeastern team. If Trout signed with the Red Sox or the Yankees, there would be, oh my God, those teams steal all the big players. Oh, that's not fair. It's rigged in favor of the Northeast teams. That would have happened. It would have been a calamity. And probably would have made a fortune. But no, he's with the Angels now. And by that I mean he's in Anaheim. That makes it sound like he died. No, he is with the Angels forever. And he has to be looked at as this is what supposedly everyone wanted. A star, a homegrown star, playing for a non-Northeastern team, playing entire career with one city, and doing so, he passes every test. You like advanced stats? He's got them. You like traditional stats? He's got them. You like the eyeball test? He plays super hard. You like dramatic? He's got a huge flair for the dramatic. There isn't an element of his game that isn't perfect. So, you make casual fans know who he is through the funny videos. Blake Griffin got known by everybody. And part of the reason was is because he was funny in those commercials and some of the stuff that appeared on social media. Blake Griffin is not Mike Trout. Figure this out. And it's also imperative for the Angels to get him deep into the postseason. Because one of the reasons why Mike Trout may not be the national figure is he hasn't played on the national stage yet. Save for 3 games in 2014. He hasn't had the quintessential moment in the postseason. The dramatic home run, the superstar catch, the leaping over the fence that a star has to have. Yes, it's great that he's going to have his entire prime in Anaheim, but do you know what's going to suck? Is if he becomes one of these players like Ernie Banks, like Ken Griffey Jr., like Rod Carew, like Ferguson Jenkins, who played an entire career without playing in the World Series once. We never had a Ken Griffey Jr. moment in the World Series. We never had a Frank Thomas moment in the World Series. Granted, Frank Thomas wound up being on a World Series winner in 2005, but he was hurt. The big hurt was hurt. Mike Trout can't end up like that. For the good of the game. Every single year that Mike Trout has played in the major leagues a full season, or even a part season, came up as a minor leaguer briefly in 2011. Every season that he's been in the major leagues, LeBron James has been in the finals. The finals. He's had the moments to shine. In that same stretch, Tom Brady has been in, what, 3 Super Bowls? You've had the moments for the stars to shine on the biggest stage. Really, if you are a baseball fan who is not an Angels fan, a casual fan who only knows their team, what's the big moment in Mike Trout's career? And this is part of the problem. The Angels, for the good of the game, have to put a team around him. Because he's there. This is what everyone wanted. They wanted their stars to stay put and not run off to the Northeast. You got it. You got it. And so now you have to put a winner around him. Yeah, I was thinking about another player who they tried to market and was an MVP, homegrown, who signed a long-term deal and forsake a chance to go to the Northeast to cash in. And that was Joe Mauer. And Joe Mauer, I don't know whether he's a Hall of Famer or not, it'll be an interesting conversation to have. But he finished his career not having won a single playoff game. Forget series, game. Got swept by the A's 1 year, the Yankees a few times, lost a wild card game. No playoff wins ever. Never had that moment of the Joe Mauer game. Never had that highlight. And he is currently tied with Mike Trout for postseason victories. 0. Joe Mauer's career, wonderful career, fine career, ended without the Joe Mauer game. We can't have it where we don't have the Mike Trout game for the good of the sport. You have the best player in the game. You have to have him on the biggest stage. All right, thanks for listening. And remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. Leave us a positive review on Apple Podcasts and iTunes and help spread the word. And remember to check out the other great baseball podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Tomorrow, we're going to be seeing what's happening around baseball the day before the season begins. Or has the season already begun? I don't know. It's very confusing. But until then, this is the Locked On MLB Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.